T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Noah Syndergaard, pitcher for the New York Mets, is fighting his New York landlord over his failure to pay the $27,000 a month rent on the penthouse he rented but never took possession of before COVID arrived and baseball stopped. His landlord is suing him for more than $250,000 for rent. In response, Syndergaard tweeted, "I fairly and in good faith offered to pay 2 months' rent over $50,000 to a landlord for a place I was never going to step foot in due to a global pandemic, gave timely notice to attempt to try and re-rent, and the landlord tries to extort me for $250,000, and I'm the bad guy?" Yes, you're the bad guy. You're a Met. Also, you signed a lease which didn't say you agree to pay rent, unless your situation changes. Before signing a lease, tenants need to know they generally don't have a right to end it early, and landlords aren't obligated to let you out of the contract, no matter how valid your excuse or how silky your hair. From the Judge Group, I'm Amy E. Feldman for KYW News Radio.